Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I traveled miles and miles to tell you a little bit of history about the Ethiopian innovative health extension program success and the challenges. And my name is Masfen Nguse. I'm senior public health specialist working for John Snow Incorporated in Ethiopia, being a program manager. Before I joined John Snow, I was a senior lecturer and associate professor. And this is my third time to present on APHA annual conference. Saying this, this is my title of presentation is Assessment of Knowledge Practice on Safe and Clean Delivery among the health extension worker in one of the biggest region of Ethiopia, Oromia. This is, you know, the APHA presenter disclosure, and I think everything is known in my case. I follow this style of or outline of my presentation. And coming to the background, Ethiopia is one of the second populous country in sub-Saharan Africa with 80 million people in it. Sadly, annually 1,900 mothers die due to pregnancy and childbirth complication. As a result, Ethiopia is contributing the high death toll to world maternal mortality, I think next to India, Pakistan, and other countries. This tragic maternal mortality is happening due to low use of all maternal health service, which is confounded by the deep-rooted poor socio-economic factors in the male or gender disparity. The skill delivery in Ethiopia is very low. Most of the mothers deliver or assisted during birth by relatives, neighbors, or traditional birth attendant. To respond to the challenge in meeting the Millennium Development Goal in 2003, the Ethiopian government introduced one of the innovative community-based interventions, that is the health extension program. This health extension program is, the ultimate goal of this health extension program is to address equitable access to basic essential service to all segments of the population, particularly the rural one. After the introduction of the health extension program in 2003, significant achievement was made in most of the indicators, except the maternal mortality and the neonatal mortality. We have the maternal mortality as high as 676 per 100,000 livers. The neonatal mortality is 37 per 1,000 livers. This is high by any parameter. This is, you know, for those of you, Ethiopia is in East Africa with this structure, and the arrow indicates the study area. May I say a few words on the innovative health extension program? They are, I think, great complete by their education. All of them, or almost all of them, are young females. They are deployed in the health post. The health post is the smallest unit of health delivery system in Ethiopia that targeted to serve 5,000 population. And these health extension workers were not trained in vocational training on 16 packages for 1 year. So far, so good. We do have 34,000 health extension workers deployed in 15,000 rural part of the country. The rationale of my study is following the deployment of the health extension program, the government took a land-breaking assessment of the performance of the health extension workers in 2007. The finding of that study reveals that the health extension workers, they do have a critical gap on assisting delivery of mothers. In response, the Federal Ministry of Health of Ethiopia, in collaboration with partners, introduced a one-month safe and clean delivery to equip the health extension worker and to assist the poor moms. The objective of my study is to assess how this 1 month training is effective in assisting a mother during birth or after, immediately after birth. You know, this is the little health post which I was talking about, where the health extension workers are deployed. These are the three objectives where, you know, my study is gearing forward. Coming to the methodology, a cross-sectional comparative study was introduced in 2009, and a total of 240 health extension workers, 100,000 health extension workers from the intervention, that means from the entrained one, and the corresponding number from the untrained one. The inclusion criteria for the trained health extension worker is being deployed before 2008 and being trained for 1 month on safe and clean delivery. For the control one is being deployed before 2008 and never attended any related training before. The continuing with the methodology, the data was collected using a pre-tested structure questionnaire. And data collectors were health professionals trained for a couple of days, and they were supervised by senior public experts. Before the commencement of the data collection, written and verbal consent was obtained from the study subject as well as from the health officials at all levels. Data was manually cleaned and checked, and entered into the computer, analyzed, and to see the relationship of some of the factors influencing safe and clean delivery, a bivariate and a multivariate logistic regression was administered. We do have definition which are, you know, specific to this study. Safe and clean delivery is a delivery conducted hygienically according to the accepted medical standard or precautions. Trained health extension workers are those health extension workers undertake a 1 month safe and clean delivery before 2009. And knowledgeable is, according to this study context, is those health extension workers correctly responded to 60 or more percent of the knowledge-based question. Good practice is, in this case, those health extension workers correctly answered to practice-based questions. Coming to the finding of the result, particularly, the 99% of the study subjects were responded or included in the survey. This is one of the strengths of this study. 87% of the trained and 82% of the untrained health extension workers were within the age ranging 20 to 40 years. Most of the study subjects were from both subjects were female, were single by their marital status, and 75% of the trained, whereas 98% of the untrained health extension workers served in the health post for more than 1 year. When we see the this 2x2 matrix, you know, the knowledge of the health extension worker following the training were higher compared to the untrained one, and on infection prevention. Similarly, the knowledge of health extension worker on delivery and the newborn care also higher compared to the untrained one. This also have shown significant association at p-value less than 0.05. We try to see also the overall knowledge of the health extension worker following the training. Those health extension workers who were trained captured the knowledge bravely, and they were good in answering most of the questions, based knowledge-based questions. And this is an indication that the training was good, particularly in addressing the knowledge domain of the health extension worker. These are shown also significant association at p-value 0.05. When we see the practice of the health extension worker, being trained was 10 times and 3 times higher in infection prevention and delivery and the newborn care compared to the untrained one. So this again shows a significant association at p-values less than 0.5. However, when we see the overall knowledge of the health extension worker compared to the untrained one, majority of the health extension workers, trained health extension workers, practice well. However, among the trained one, 57%, which is the majority, 57% of the health extension workers were not practicing good. So this indicates that the training was not a skill-based training. We try to see the factors that are influencing the practice of safe and clean delivery among the health extension workers. Two variables, an age of the health extension worker, as well as the in-service training, have shown significant association in influencing safe and clean delivery. Having this, what will be the conclusion? The knowledge of health extension worker on safe and clean delivery markedly higher in the trained group, which is a positive outcome of the trend. However, only 43% of the trained group actually practicing well. This may be an indication the training was too theoretical, lacking a skill-based or a skill reinforcement. So what are the recommendations that emanate from all this conclusion and the finding? To improve the quality of pre-service and in-service training of the health extension worker on safe and clean delivery is utmost important. The other one is the health extension worker should be given rigorous, continuous post-training supportive supervision and clinical on-job clinical mentoring. The other one is the conduct further community-based study to assess the utilization of skilled delivery at the community level. This is, you know, the vision of the Ethiopian Health Extension Program. Do you agree with me? You know, to produce, like, you know, you can see the agriculture, the cattle, everything there. The Ethiopian government vision is everybody should produce his own or his own health like they are doing for the farming. This is, you know, the vision. I hope we'll do it, even though we are not meeting the Millennium Development Goal. Saying this, lastly, I want to say thank you.